Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Andrew P. Shea. Andy, we finally got a taste of some football last week. Was that a satisfying morsel for you?
In some respects, yes, it was. It was helpful on a couple fronts. I agree. Most of the guys that were putting bubble wrap or left, you know, sitting on the sidelines that maybe fans wanted to see, it all made sense to me. It made perfect sense. There were a couple guys that were injured and nicked up. I thought for the most part you got to see a little bit of what you wanted to see. And I don't know that you learned a whole lot about this team in 2024 because you have to look at the spring practice and the spring game session as with them having so many new coordinators. This was just a very small incremental steps. And the only thing I will say is they didn't even put any salt and pepper on the mashed potatoes or butter or anything. Offensively, I mean, they didn't run motion once. That was as bland can get, and good for them.
All right, well, we'll get into it a little more. First, I want to mention, Andy, we have a new partnership with the F45 Gym in State College. Partnering between Keystone Sports, F45, they are making an offer to all our Keystone Sports Network listeners. Get this, you get a two-week free trial where you could take any of their classes for 2 weeks. Take that first class before the end of the month. Your free 2 weeks begins when you take that first class. So if you take that first class on April 30th, you've got 2 weeks from then. It's like all the advantages of having a personal trainer, but in a group environment. It's great, great setup they have. JR's in charge there. Great guy. Great setup. If you want more information, you could call 814-826-4045. I will also mention, Andy, they have this really cool technology with this in-body machine. You step on the machine, and it tells you, not like just body mass index, just says, okay, it makes no differentiation between muscle and fat. This does. And it even isolates the parts of your body. So it'll tell you how your arms are, your legs, your trunk, how much fat, how much water content, how much muscle. So you start working out and you're there for several weeks and you say, hey, my weight is exactly the same. This machine will actually tell you if you're getting rid of fat and adding muscle. So really cool. So in those 2 weeks, you would get access to that also. So a lot of great stuff. Again, that's F45 if you want to try it out in State College. Call 814-826-4045 for more information. All right, Andy, we're post-blue-white game. I'm going to ask you a little bit later. We're going to do a little bit of fact or fiction. But before we get there, I want to talk about where the team is now, what's going to be going on these next couple weeks with the transfer portal. We already had the beginnings of it. Keandre Lambert-Smith, absolutely no surprise. He entered the portal. Malik Mega, another wide receiver, entered the portal. By one count I saw, Andy, that gets him down to just 95 scholarships, and they still have to get it down to 85.
Right. They still have a tremendous amount of scholarship work to do. I don't know if this is a nationwide thing where a lot of schools are having problems with their roster management, you know, leading up to the August deadline. I suspect it'll be something that'll have to be managed a little bit differently going forward than it was in the past, right? With the addition of the transfer portal and the NIL being part of the equation. So Penn State has a lot of work to do on that front. And the hardest part that I see for Penn State is their biggest position of need, obviously, is wide receiver. But they have so many wide receivers already on scholarship that's their biggest need, and that's one of their biggest problems number-wise, is the number of receivers still on scholarship. So it's a very bad situation and difficult situation. Will they get down? Yes. Obviously, they have to get down. They will get it out. It's going to be messy. I think it could be end up getting a little bit messy, and they have a lot of work to do to get there. And their biggest need, where they really need to be kind of at least window shopping in the transfer portal. And I know James said, well, we have different numbers, and maybe they still are, but can they add like one or two wide receivers and up the number without having already gotten it closer to 85? I don't know how they do that, but they're going to show us how they figure it out.
Well, there are several things to unravel with this, Andy. Now, you mentioned they're way over it, and I told you earlier, by my count, they're at 95 and need to get to 85. One of the questions that has come up by a lot of people is, oh, can't you use NIL to help you out here? Take guys off scholarship, but give them enough NIL money. Now, there are schools, Andy, across the country who are doing that.
Yes.
But, I have not heard anything about Penn State doing that. Now, you may have taken James Franklin, not to worry, nothing to see here kind of attitude towards it, that maybe that's what he has in his back pocket. I'm not so sure. They still have to do roster adjustment. The other thing you said was, well, are other places dealing with roster management issues? I think many of them are, Andy, but it may not be the same issue that Penn State has.
Right.
The portal is the variable where it used to be, well, you just have to worry about guys graduating or leaving early to the NFL versus how many recruits you're bringing in. The portal just adds an extra variable to it, Andy.
Correct. And NIL and the players being able to acquire money where they otherwise might have made themselves eligible for the NFL has, I think, buoyed some rosters just slightly as well. And Penn State has a great example of that. They're four defensive tackles. None of them left in any way, shape, or form. They all came back. And that is a good thing for Penn State's team in 2024, but for their roster management, in terms of the plain numbers, the 95 that you're talking about, that might have been a nice place to look, one or two to at least take in their shot, but they could stay, and they did stay, and football-wise, it's a benefit. So I think it's just going to be a more difficult, roster management for schools going forward, and it can't be like it was in the past, and it's going to have to look different. And I think Penn State, in the situation that they're in, is going to show you how they plan to unravel that year by year going forward, at least in the very near future.
And with the extra variable, you mentioned the defensive tackles having returning. Well, there was already a reaction to that when Jordan Vandenberg had hit the transfer portal.
Correct.
So there are reactions to it. Now, circling back to wide receiver, which,
yes.
This is the weird one, because you got lots of quantity. The question is quality. We've taken the policy on our show that we are not going to talk about prospective transfer portal candidates. It's not fair to individual players.
Correct.
But I will talk about like positions. So when Malik Mega entered the portal, I don't think you can be surprised by that, Andy. And
no.
I would not be surprised if there are more players from the wide receiver room who will hit the portal. Now, the flip side is, do you bring in more players? Here's my take on it. You don't bring in a couple. You can't afford to. But I think you go for quality. If this isn't a guy who could come right in and play, I've got plenty of bodies, okay, with potential. I either need a sure thing or nothing is the way I see it.
Yeah, and they're not going to find a whole lot of those right now, Jimmy, in this window of the transfer portal. Keandre Lambert-Smith, being a guy with more than 1,700 receiving yards in his career, despite, you know, what happened at the end of last season where he hardly saw the ball. And I think, what, he had three catches or something over the last four games and was hardly targeted. That is one part of it. But this is a guy who has 1,700 career yards and has shown some abilities to help an offense. There's not going to be many of those out there in this transfer portal window at the position. And Penn State lost one of them, right? That's going in, that is going to be sought after by schools because of his ability to be productive. So what they're looking for just walked out the door.
Yeah, that's what's ironic is in looking at the top wide receivers that are available in the portal, at least as of now, you know, if you would say, oh, Penn State was looking for a guy who's experienced, has played at a Big Ten level, you know, it sounds like you're describing Keiondre Lambert-Smith. Obviously, he's not going to be that guy. So I think if you do look, Andy, doesn't make any sense to bring in anyone who, like I said, is about potential.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, you have to say that what you recruited, they tried Dante Cephas, it didn't work, right? And that was a productive guy. Now they've lost a productive guy. At some point, you just have to say, I think with the numbers, these are our guys and this is what it's going to look like. You brought Julian Fleming in already. You used one already. I just don't think they have any room for it. What they've recruited and what they've brought in, I think this has to be it, Jimmy. I have a hard time seeing them looking outside it with the numbers position that they're in, the way the position has been of itself. Is one guy going to make that much of a difference? I don't see it. I really don't.
Well, Andy, I look at it, if it's a guy that you... If they were in this position and didn't have Julian Fleming yet, would they take Julian Fleming? Yes, because the expectation is he will be on the field and be a, I don't want to say difference maker because people think of that number one guy spectacular, but you think of him as a starter. Anyway, Andy, I'm not done talking wide receivers. I've got some more questions for you and what the state of the wide receiver room is when we come back.
This is Landon Tangwall. We've teamed up with F45 Training and State College and their team of certified coaches to bring you an exciting opportunity. Starting Monday, April 15th and running all the way through April 30th, Keystone Sports Network listeners are able to try out F45 Training and State College for 2 weeks for free. F45 State College provides you the benefits of one-on-one personal training in group class environments. F45 State College is the only fitness studio in State College with body composition technology where you can track your real-time progress with their in-body scanning, leveraging science-backed data to reach your goals even faster. Your free 2 weeks begins the first class you attend. Just make sure you begin before the end of the month to take advantage of this limited offer. Go sign up now.
Are you ready to elevate your game day experience? Then it's time for turnkey tailgating with Revel XP. You get to tailgate close to Beaver Stadium with our exclusive area next to the soccer field. Revel XP will provide the tent, the chairs, table, even the cooler and ice. We even partner with local food and beverage providers to cater your tailgate event. As someone has enjoyed tailgating with Revel XP, I know you're going to love it. Go to revelxp.com for more info. Having multiple sportsbook accounts is the simplest way to get the best available odds, and there's never been a better time to sign up. When you visit our page, signupexpert.com/KSN, you'll be connected to all the sportsbooks in your region. All of these sportsbooks have valuable sign-up offers for new users, and through our link, you'll automatically receive the top offer at each one. If you want to take advantage of these benefits, sign up for your next sportsbook at signupexpert.com/KSN or see the preferred sportsbook button on our app. StateCollege.com is your one-stop source for news, sports, opinion, entertainment, and community events. Over a decade of experience covering the Nittany Lions from reporter Ben Jones. Lively commentary from columnist Mike Poorman and others. Local perspective, local expertise, local information from Penn State's hometown website, StateCollege.com. Trust StateCollege.com for daily coverage of the school, team, and place you love.
It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number two. He's Andy Shea. I'm Jim Galante. We are talking Penn State football. But before we get started in our segment, Andy, I want to talk a little bit Penn State women's lacrosse. And we are doing another one of our live events, our live shows, next Wednesday. That's April 24th. And we're going to be doing it at Cafe 210, downtown State College. We've been working with Teammates for Life, doing these events. This will be our third one. Andy, they've been such a success. We've been getting great crowds, having lots of fun. We've been getting coaches and players in. Talking to these coaches, it's really been a lot of fun and really enlightening. So we're going to have Missy Doherty, who is the Penn State women's lacrosse coach. We're going to have a player or two also. Our buddy Landon Tangwall will be there. Kendall Skalicki, they'll be helping me out doing the interviewing and hosting. We always get a great crowd, great folks. That is next Wednesday. We're going to go on the air at 5:45, but we'll be starting up around 5:30. So please check it out. Come on over if you're in State College. All right, Andy, when we were finished up segment number one, we were talking about the wide receiver situation. And between segments, you made a great statement. It seems like all roads lead to wide receiver, don't they?
Yeah, no matter what, I mean, we're talking, you know, you can talk about the quarterbacks. You can talk about the offensive line. When you talk about how vanilla sort of the game, you know, the offense was. But all roads, when you're talking about Penn State's offense, no matter how you wind and navigate through them, you end up back at the wide receivers, right? And you should, because that's the eyesore bubble. That's the target. That's the bullseye.
And when you talk portal, you got to talk wide receiver.
You're talking about the transfer portal, and you're talking about roster numbers. All roads lead back to the wide receivers, dude.
And we're obviously not done there as far as the portal goes. I think outgoing and probably incoming, or possibly incoming. You know, my debate was you only bring someone in if they're going to play, if you know they're going to play. I don't want to see someone coming in as potential. We've got a lot of bodies there, Andy. And let's get to this loss of Keandre Lambert-Smith and what it means. And I feel like I'm a bit of an outlier. I've been reading some national articles talking about the top players that are already in the portal. When they talk wide receiver, they say Keandre Lambert-Smith. They're talking about big schools talking to him, Texas A&M. I'm seeing George's name being thrown around.
Yep.
Other Southeast Conference schools. And candidly, Andy, I don't see it. And here's why. You alluded to it a bit. When Penn State made the changes at offensive coordinator towards the end of the season, that was pretty much the last we saw of Keandre Lambert-Smith. It seemed like the coaches made a decision. You know what? For whatever reason, we feel like we could get it done with players other than Lambert-Smith. And I'll just add to this, my feeling, Andy, is he would be best served out of the slot position. I know Andy Kotelnicki wants to make it almost positionless. You know, each receiver could play any position. But I think the good news is, you've got a couple guys there in Liam Clifford and Caden Saunders who I think could succeed from that position. The big variable is the two outside guys. Are Julian Fleming and Trey Wallace going to be healthy? Because if they are, that makes filling that slot position a whole lot easier.
Yeah, they're already – the wide receiver room before injury-wise and overall talent-wise, it was already thin. So I want to disagree with you about Keandre Lambert-Smith in one respect. The reason the bigger schools are looking at him is that he is a productive secondary receiver. Not a one, not maybe not even a two, but a highly productive, non-spotlight secondary receiver. He plays that role well. We've seen him play that role for Penn State, and that's where he was at his most productive. I think the reason he wasn't a wide receiver one, so when they made the change of offensive coordinator, they're like, we have to hide the receiver position. And it starts with him. He can't get himself open, so why give him the ball? So we're going to go anywhere and everywhere except at the wide receivers because they're hurting the offense. And that was their decision to how to sort of make their chicken salad at the end of the year. But overall, yeah, there's nothing about these receivers that Penn State's going to put out there that should threaten, scare, or worry anybody on the other side of the ball. Until they show that they are, I have no hope for them to be even anything close to that. And that includes Julian Fleming. I think he's going to be an invaluable, if he's healthy and able to play, an invaluable asset for this offense. But his main ability to have an impact on the game will be in the short to middle range, in the middle of the field type stuff. That's his best asset, and his blocking. His ability to block as a wide receiver for a couple of pretty darn talented running backs will show up. Those are his greatest assets and ability, and I think they will get out of that. But does that change, this wide receiver and room, or does it change the, ability of this group to have a greater impact in this offense? Julian's not the guy to do that. He's not going to take the lid or the top off. He will have a role and be a valuable asset, but he's not going to move the needle that way. He's just not. That means it falls on Caden Saunders and Harrison Wallace. Those guys got to come up from somewhere out of the mediocrity or the ability to stay healthy and surprise people. They're going to have to be really big surprises, and part of that's going to rely on the quarterback. He's now responsible for making the receivers better.
Well, but I do think, Andy, I'm taking a more positive spin here.
Correct.
I agree. Julian Fleming is not going to be this superstar wide receiver who's going to take the top off the defense. But nope. Just being a solid contributor, a guy you could count on to run his route correctly, get himself open, get a first down for the offense, that's invaluable. That's something they didn't have. The other part is I'm a big believer in Trey Wallace, and I think he's just a question of health, okay? If he's healthy, I think all of a sudden this gives them two solid receivers, which they did not have before. Now, it's like, okay, who else? And what's funny is I started, I mentioned Liam Clifford and Caden Saunders as the guys who could fill in the slot there. But I listed the four receivers that I think could fill the void, be the next up. And I ended up with a one-word description, a one-word adjective for each one of these four guys. And they were all the S adjective. Saunders, shifty. Clifford, solid. Omari Evans, speedy. McClain, size. Okay. It's like each one of them brings something a little bit different. Which of those guys do you think, or if any, could be a contributor this year, Andy?
To me, it's always going to be, there's two things I want to say about this. It's Caden Saunders, because for me, what he's shown on the field has never sort of equaled his talent, and it never really looked all that bad when he was out there, but he just wasn't out there as much as you thought he should be with the talent that he was recruited under and the talent that he brings to the table, right? Like it's never quite slotted in correctly, right? Like it's never been realized or been able to be seen. And I think there's a possibility of that to happen. The one other thing I wanted to bring up real quick, if I can, Jimmy, if that's okay, is how to help these wide receivers. Part of it falls to the quarterback, but I think this is where Andy, the offensive coordinator, comes in. You can build an offense around tight ends and wide receivers, tight ends and running backs, where your receivers are only a complementary piece to the offense, and not the focal point of the passing game. Now, they still have to be contributors, but I've seen this at the NFL level, and I've seen other college programs do it. They have some of these tools in place. It's just whether or not Andy decides he can sort of make the anchor of an offense this, where the receivers are more of a complementary piece, instead of trying to put so much overt pressure on them to be a sort of lid-lifting, you know, difference-making part of the offense. I think if he can sort of figure out how to build this offense without the wide receivers being an integral thing, more complementary piece, I think that's the best chance for success, Jimmy.
The wide receivers do have to be a better part of the offense than they had were last year.
Good
and
word.
I think that's what's necessary. And if you, again, looking at the team difference in the wide receiver room this year versus a year ago, Julian Fleming is different than what they had a year ago. A healthy Trey Wallace would be different than what they had a year ago.
Agreed.
You know, to me, it's still a question of, well, the couple variables are, can you get that third guy? And I was not happy with Keandre Lambert-Smith's performance last year, okay? He was treated as the number one guy, but I don't think he performed that well. He didn't perform as a number one, and I think he can be replaced. And I'm hoping it's, can the offensive coordinator help them get open? And is the coaching going to be such that we won't see those wrong routes, okay, where we saw the quarterback and wide receiver obviously not on the same page, Andy?
Yeah, there is a lot of pressure on Andy to figure out how to make these wide receivers less of a problem. That's his biggest job, I think, because he's got so much overt talent at other positions. Everyone thinks it's about the quarterback. I think Penn State's offense in 2024, a lot of it will be based on – success will be based on how little they have to use quarterback or the wide receivers.
Well, and we'll see what Andy Kotelnicki could do to help them out. Andy, that is it for quarter two. Stick around. Quarter three, we ask Andy.
This is Landon Tangwall. We've teamed up with F45 Training and State College and their team of certified coaches to bring you an exciting opportunity. Starting Monday, April 15th and running all the way through April 30th, Keystone Sports Network listeners are able to try out F45 Training and State College for 2 weeks for free. F45 State College provides you the benefits of one-on-one personal training in group class environments. F45 State College is the only fitness studio in State College with body composition technology where you can track your real-time progress with their in-body scanning, leveraging science-backed data to reach your goals even faster. Your free 2 weeks begins the first class you attend. Just make sure you begin before the end of the month to take advantage of this limited offer. Go sign up now.
Are you ready to elevate your game day experience? Then it's time for turnkey tailgating with Revel XP. You get to tailgate close to Beaver Stadium with our exclusive area next to the soccer field. Revel XP will provide the tent, the chairs, table, even the cooler and ice. We even partner with local food and beverage providers to cater your tailgate event. As someone has enjoyed tailgating with Revel XP, I know you're going to love it. Go to RevelXP.com for more info. Having multiple sportsbook accounts is the simplest way to get the best available odds, and there's never been a better time to sign up. When you visit our page, signupexpert.com/KSN, you'll be connected to all the sportsbooks in your region. All of these sportsbooks have valuable sign-up offers for new users, and through our link, you'll automatically receive the top offer at each one. If you want to take advantage of these benefits, sign up for your next sportsbook at signupexpert.com/KSN or see the preferred sportsbook button on our app. StateCollege.com is your one-stop source for news, sports, opinion, entertainment, and community events. Over a decade of experience covering the Nittany Lions from reporter Ben Jones. Lively commentary from columnist Mike Poorman and others. Local perspective, local expertise, local information from Penn State's hometown website, StateCollege.com. Trust StateCollege.com for daily coverage of the school, team, and place you love.
Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello, welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number three. That means it's time to ask Andy. This is where we're taking your questions for Andy. And if you want to send in a question, just download our app, Keystone Sports. You'll see the Ask Andy button, and away you go. All right, Andy, we've been doing these ask segments for years now, right?
Correct.
And we've gotten some pretty off-the-wall questions, correct?
I would say yes. The Christian Hackenberg one being at the top from earlier this last year.
We've got a new top question, I think, all right?
Oh.
And this came from our buddy Steve from Columbia, who unfortunately we were supposed to meet up at the Blue White game and the tailgate got messed up with the storm and all that. But so I promised him I would ask his question. Now, you'll understand in a moment why I'm asking this question. I am obviously the Penn State fan here, okay? You are not.
Correct.
Give me your team, your favorite team in all of sports. Is it the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Is it the Philadelphia Flyers? Who is your absolute, you're a diehard fan?
Philadelphia Flyers.
All right. So I'm going to ask this about the Flyers. And for me, it'll be about Penn State. So here's Steve from Columbia's question. Andy, would you have a pinky toe amputated with sedation by a surgeon for a championship season for your Philadelphia Flyers? And the question for me is, would I do this for Penn State? And he continues, well, or at least a portion of the toe. He says, the nail is damn near impossible to cut as you get older, so who needs it?
That's funny because it's true. that's so funny. Because it's so true, I can't stop laughing. My answer would be, I mean, I'm a crazy Flyers and Bucks fan, but I'm like, and by the way, the Bucks just won a Super Bowl a couple years ago, and I had no idea how to react. And it's been since like 1970 something since the Flyers have won a championship. And I've just kind of sort of resolved myself to understand that there is a very, very slim to none chance that the Flyers will win the Stanley Cup while I am still alive again. So I've sort of reconciled myself to that. So I don't have that sort of unrealistic expectation of them ever. So I never think going into any season, oh, the Flyers could win the Stanley Cup this year. So I'm not going to exchange one for that. I'm not going to give up my toe, no matter how hard it is to cut it as I get older, to cut that toenail.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, Steve from Columbia, you are one sick puppy, okay?
Yeah, that is nuts.
That has now been established. And also, to add to it, Steve said he would, okay, in his question. He said he would do this. So I'm going to put an addendum to Steve's question. What would you do for a Flyers championship? Ooh. And Andy, before you answer that question, I'm going to let you stew on it a little bit. Let's hit some of the other questions, which will give you time.
Yeah.
And before we finish the segment, you can answer that question. All right, let's go to Peter in Wilmington. He said, I saw that Christian Vaillou has entered the portal again. This will be his third school. And just as a reminder, started at Penn State. Drew Aller made the jump ahead of him.
Yep.
And after that season, he transferred to Pitt. Things didn't work out at Pitt also. So continue Peter's question. Isn't this an example of exactly what is wrong with the transfer portal? This can't be helping him towards academic success.
Huh. Well, it is. I do know some college football players intimately that have transferred. And to be honest with you, Peter, the academic side of it, the school to school, it's actually hasn't proved. The two guys that I know that intimately both did it, they both played at one school and transferred to another school and finished their careers there. They didn't do two transfers. They only did one. One was an undergrad, one was a graduate transfer. They both said it wasn't that difficult academically to navigate that side of it. It was more difficult on the football side. So, but I would think when you go school to school to school, I guess each time, I guess, would it be harder going from a second school to a third school? I don't know. He's probably should have, shouldn't he be close to graduating by now and be done with his undergrad degree?
Well, here's my take on this. And Peter, I agree with the premise, okay, that this is not good for a lot of players because the vast majority of players will not play in the NFL. They should be taking advantage of this athletic scholarship to get their degree. They should be taking advantage to succeed academically. Where I think Peter is off here in the wrong lane is in talking about Christian Vaiu. He's going to be a grad transfer.
Okay.
Which means he already has his undergraduate degree. So. And the second part where I think Peter is off in using Christian Vaiu as an example is quarterback is different than other positions.
Hey, man, I was going to say the same thing.
If you're a running back, multiple running backs could play. If you're an offensive lineman, pretty much any other position, Andy, you could play. You know, if there's a great left guard in front of you, you might be able to play right guard. You know, if you're running back, more running backs could play. We see with Penn State's defense, they rotate pretty much every position. That's quarterback is the one position. No. There's only one quarterback, and you're not likely to rotate them in.
Yeah.
So as soon as Christian Vaiu was passed by, if you think about this, going back to 21, I guess this was, Sean Clifford was the starter. Vaiu was going to be the incumbent backup, but Drew Aller, the true freshman, surpassed him for number two, and all of a sudden Vaiu was number three to a guy who was a class behind him. Christian Vaiu was never going to be the starter at Penn State.
Correct.
In other words, Peter, I'm saying this is exactly what the transfer portal was meant for.
Yep.
It was to give guys like Christian Vaiu an opportunity. Now, I didn't follow closely his career at Pitt, so I'm not sure if he was given a fair shake or not.
He was given opportunity, Jimmy, and he did. Now, it wasn't as the quote-unquote number one starter, but he did start some games later in the year, and injury played a factor in that. He didn't perform well. This is the handwriting was on the wall for him. He didn't have a real opportunity at Penn State. He had an opportunity, albeit not an ideal one, but it was a measurable one at Pitt, and he just didn't measure up for them.
And if you want to use the argument, hey, he's – you know, didn't make it at Penn State, didn't make it at Pitt. This is not going to be an NFL guy, so shouldn't he focus on his academics? Remember, these guys played football all their whole life. This is their dream. Let them play it out. And even if he's not an NFL player, maybe if he gets some success somewhere, remember, he's from Canada. Maybe he would play in the CFL, the Canadian Football League. So, Peter, I understand the concern. Just think you used the wrong example here. Okay, let's get another question. This actually was for T. Frank, addressed to him, but I'm going to ask it to you.
Oh, boy. X's and O's.
No, well, it was, Andy, do you watch footage from other spring games in the Big Ten conference as part of your early season predictions? If so, what sticks out to you the most? Now, like, I know you are an absolute college football fanatic. You'll watch any college football game.
Did you
or have you watched any other spring games?
I don't watch spring games other than Penn State's because I have to watch it for us. But that's the only thing I don't watch. Like, I will follow other teams closely through their camp. I'll read about them, watch some videos if they have it about them, et cetera, if they're football. I will watch all the way through camp and obviously through the season. I just don't – I'm not – as the game has evolved, I'm not seeing enough in spring games anymore other than it being a 15th practice for me to really gain any value. So I don't think it's a waste of time, but it's a waste of my time. The way I watch football, what I'm looking for, and what I take from it, the spring provides very little value to me. Same for Penn State. There wasn't much value in the spring game for me at all.
Well, we're going to have our buddy Dustin Schutte on in the next couple of weeks, who covers the whole Big Ten, so I'll get his perspective on this. I did watch a bit of the Ohio State spring game.
Can't help yourself.
Yeah, couldn't help myself. And the only takeaway from it is they've got five quarterbacks who all probably think they should be playing, okay? That is a transfer portal waiting to happen, all right? So that will be fascinating to see. That's why I watched it. And it seemed, you got to some of the very young quarterbacks. They need some seasoning yet there at Ohio State. I'm not sure those guys would agree. It's obvious there's the two guys, the returning Brown, and I think it's Will Howard coming from Kansas State.
Correct.
They're the ones who are going to compete. The other three guys, not ready yet. They're very young. One or two might stick around, but there'll be some portal. All right, Andy, allowed ourselves enough time. We're going to go back to Steve and Columbia's question. It's been determined you would not sacrifice the pinky toe on your foot. Nope. What would you do, though, for a Philadelphia Flyers championship?
You can have my car. It's a nice German-engineered vehicle. It drives very well. You can have it. It's a very nice car, if you want me to say what it is. It's a Mercedes. You can have it. I'll give it to you.
Well, Andy, I find it fascinating. That is a big sacrifice. And you know what I would do, Andy?
You'd take it.
No, I would give up my car today also for a Penn State championship.
Yeah. No, nobody wants your car today, Jimmy.
The inside joke with that is prior to us starting recording, I mentioned to Andy the condition of my car. The engine in my car died, okay? It needs a new engine, which means it's probably time to move on. I will gladly sacrifice that vehicle for a Penn State national championship. All right, Andy, that's it for quarter three. Stick around. We're going to play Fact or Fiction with Andy about the Blue-White game. Stay tuned for that.
This is Landon Tangwall. We've teamed up with F45 Training and State College and their team of certified coaches to bring you an exciting opportunity. Starting Monday, April 15th, and running all the way through April 30th, Keystone Sports Network listeners are able to try out F45 Training in State College for 2 weeks for free. F45 State College provides you the benefits of one-on-one personal training in group class environments. F45 State College is the only fitness studio in State College with body composition technology where you can track your real-time progress with their in-body scanning, leveraging science-backed data to reach your goals even faster. Your free 2 weeks begins the first class you attend. Just make sure you begin before the end of the month to take advantage of this limited offer. Go sign up now.
Are you ready to elevate your game day experience? Then it's time for turnkey tailgating with Revel XP. You get to tailgate close to Beaver Stadium with our exclusive area next to the soccer field. Revel XP will provide the tent, the chairs, table, even the cooler and ice. We even partner with local food and beverage providers to cater your tailgate event. As someone has enjoyed tailgating with Revel XP, I know you're going to love it. Go to RevelXP.com for more info. Having multiple sportsbook accounts is the simplest way to get the best available odds, and there's never been a better time to sign up. When you visit our page, signupexpert.com/KSN, you'll be connected to all the sportsbooks in your region. All of these sportsbooks have valuable sign-up offers for new users, and through our link, you'll automatically receive the top offer at each one. If you want to take advantage of these benefits, sign up for your next sportsbook at signupexpert.com/KSN or see the preferred sportsbook button on our app. StateCollege.com is your one-stop source for news, sports, opinion, entertainment, and community events. Over a decade of experience covering the Nittany Lions from reporter Ben Jones. Lively commentary from columnist Mike Poorman and others. Local perspective, local expertise, local information from Penn State's hometown website, StateCollege.com. TrustStateCollege.com for daily coverage of the school, team, and place you love.
We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number four. He's Andy. I'm Jim. We're talking Penn State football and chopping off toes, Andy, as the...
And dead cars.
And dead cars. Yes. Well, maybe the question should be, would I cut off a toe for a healthy car? All right. So maybe that's the next question. Anyway, let's move on. We've talked about the blue-white game, as you might suspect, all week on the show. Sure. Want to take a little different tactic. We're not the first ones to do this, but I want to play a little bit of fact or fiction with you, Andy. I want to put out a statement. Some of it's about the blue-white game itself. Some of it is, you know, just the reaction after the game and what we think as end results going forward. And I want to start with this. Fact or fiction, Andy, after watching A.J. Harris play at cornerback for Penn State in the blue-white game, A.J. Harris is a stud at cornerback. Fact or fiction?
How can that not be a fact? They talked about it all. They talked about him all spring. He talked about himself in the spring and how he was doing well. And, you know, he jumped out to you on the field. He's an NFL talent. He's got NFL skill set. Georgia must have a well-stocked cornerback room for him to be struggling a little bit to find the field at a consistent high-level basis. In other words, for him to be one of their marquee players at the cornerback position, for him to hit the transfer portal and come to Penn State, he chose the right school because the opportunity here is through the roof for a player like him, and he's exactly what Penn State needs at that position, which is to continue the way it's been playing defense. They need an elite sort of lockdown corner, and man, this guy looks like he's the whole package, Jimmy. He is a fact, a fact, a fact.
Well, Andy, it's interesting, and you mentioned this talented and leaving. Now, Georgia's a little bit different school. You know, they just reload every year with lots of talent. I don't know what the exact circumstances were. So he may have felt a little bit lost in the shuffle there because they just bring in so much talent. But what I liked is when he was asked about it, the things that he talked about are the right things to talk about. It sounded very mature on his part. He talked about the coaching of Terry Smith. He talked about Penn State getting guys into the NFL.
Correct.
He talked about the right things. He talked about doing that homework and studying ahead of time what Penn State does. And everything he talked about, if you're listening to what the coaches have to say, it sounds like it was all legitimate. It wasn't just blowing smoke.
No, it was
a reality, Andy.
Yeah, and the other point I want to bring up is just turn your clock back to 1 year and A.J. Harris transfers in. That's what it probably looked like at Georgia, right? If you take Penn State's corners with the three that are going to the NFL, including the slot corner, Daquan Hardy, if you look at Penn State's cornerbacks last year and you drop A.J. Harris in there, that's probably what it looks like in Georgia for him. He's not going to be that impact, high-profile player last year for Penn State as a cornerback with that room. He wasn't going to do it. So this is where opportunity and talent meet. And maybe I'd have to suspect that Georgia's kind of looks like that again, where he would have played last year, but it would have been in a limited capacity. That is not going to be the case at Penn State this year.
All right, let's go on to the next factor, fiction. Abdul Carter will be an absolute star at defensive end, and you could define star any way you wish, Andy.
Yeah, I'm a fiction. I need I need more empirical evidence. I mean, I like you. Okay, the first step in changing. I don't care that he was going up against what essentially was a kid in high school trying. That poor left tackle, that freshman, he wasn't terrible. That first step is undeniable, and I don't care who the left tackle is, right? But there's got to be some more to it. And so I would, in order for it to would be a fact, is that I would know that he's going to be an All-American, right? That would be a next level ceiling, because that's what Penn State had on the table. And I think that's what the way Abdul Carter envisions himself as a defensive end. I don't think that's realistic, but do I think he could be an all Big Ten defensive end? Yes, I think he could be. That would be a fact. All American, I think, would be a fiction. That's just the way I'm going to measure it now. But good Lord, Jimmy, that first step, it's, oh, and that we knew it all along because you saw it as a linebacker, but the way he eviscerates space in the open field when he is pursuing is Micah Parsons-like. It's just at that level that it still just makes me go like, shake my head and go like, good gracious. So there's a lot of elements in place. All-American, hard to see it yet. All Big Ten, why not?
All-American is tough, and a lot of times it's based on numbers and just I'm not sure that's a great measurement. It's hard to figure that out. But let me ask you this. Will he be a first-round draft pick next year?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Because they, in a 3-4 system where the NFL has gone with its defenses, to have this a year of playing this position under his belt. Remember, Micah didn't have this. It just was where he played his entire life. So it's a little bit of a flip script compared to Micah, but this is only going to help his draft stock going forward because you've already got plenty of what you need to know about him as a sort of outside, as a linebacker, and what he can do in space. This only enhances it. I think he's a first-round draft pick, yes.
I do too. There's a special skill set there that you don't find very many places.
Yes, there is.
All right, here's the next. Fact or fiction, the offensive line will be a strength of this team.
Fact. I think this offensive line, and strength goes to depth and sort of the talent they have in that depth and whether or not, you know, they're plugging and playing a guy at two positions as a backup kind of to fill holes. I think this the offensive line performed both sides of the ball, both teams, if you watch them closely, and they were one of the things I was really paying attention to, you know, they performed pretty well. I thought they performed very well. They're going to have decisions to make as to the front five, particularly at the tackle position. Health's going to matter. But in terms of frontline ability and talent, along with options and legitimate too deep depth, I don't think Penn State's offensive line has been in this good a shape, maybe since the James Franklin era ever, maybe. That's just a possibility I'm throwing out there. It could be. I think this could be the strongest across the board when you look at all the measurables for an offensive line. This could be the best James has it. Excuse me.
You mentioned depth. I think that is the key term here. And the way that the talent is set up, and remember last week when they played the game, they were missing what the prospective starting tackles. They were missing Sal Warmly, starting guard.
He didn't play. Right.
But what they had still showed well. And not only do I think they may not have a first-round draft pick on this year's offensive line.
Agreed.
But there's so much depth and there's so much young talent. If you remember a year ago, they brought in Javen Williams, Alex Birchmeier, and Anthony Donka, three very highly recruited offensive linemen, with Donka probably being third of the three, and he ended up showing very well. And looks like he'll be the starting right tackle. So that was exceptional. Then you bring in a guy like Cooper Cousins as a true freshman, looks like he will be part of the two deep. That's exceptional. You have some returning talent. So I think they're in good shape. And bringing in Nolan Rucci, again, probably not going to be a star, not going to match his five-star status that he had coming out of high school, but still provides more depth, Andy. So I'm with you on this one. The offensive line will be a strength. All right, here's the other one. And as you said, things kind of always come back to the wide receivers, but I'll put it in general. Drew Aller and the passing game will have the same problems as last year. Fact or fiction?
You know, that's a tough one for me. Inherently, because the receivers, you have to say that's going to be a fact. I think I said it earlier in the show. I think it now there is some incumbent responsibility on Drew to make these receivers better. I thought he needed the help last year and he didn't get it, right? So I don't think he can expect to get it this year. So I think he's got to be able to figure out how to make these receivers a little more viable. I'll go fact. I'm going to go fact on that. That I still think there's a way to do it. I said it earlier in the show. I think you can build this offense around the running backs and the tight ends in terms of your passing game and still make your receivers a viable second level option without having to put them in the spotlight, but that's going to take some work. I think it's possible with what Penn State has, but I just don't see this offensive passing game being anything that scares anybody.
You know, Andy, I am optimistic that there's an opportunity for it to be much better, but until I see it, I can't say that yes, it is. They have to prove it to us. And some of this, and I'm going to put some of this on the coaching staff also, the coordinator, the wide receiver coach. There were too often the games where you just heard that comment, well, obviously the quarterback and wide receiver were not on the same page. That can't happen, Andy. It can't happen. And it creates a domino effect where all of a sudden Drew Aller's not confident in his receivers, where they're going to be. I need to see it. All right, Andy, that unfortunately is going to have to be it for our show. Thank you all for listening. Join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
This is Landon Tangwall. We've teamed up with F45 Training and State College and their team of certified coaches to bring you an exciting opportunity. Starting Monday, April 15th and running all the way through April 30th, Keystone Sports Network listeners are able to try out F45 Training and State College for 2 weeks for free. F45 State College provides you the benefits of one-on-one personal training in group class environments. F45 State College is the only fitness studio in State College with body composition technology where you can track your real-time progress with their in-body scanning, leveraging science-backed data to reach your goals even faster. Your free 2 weeks begins the first class you attend. Just make sure you begin before the end of the month to take advantage of this limited offer. Go sign up now.
Are you ready to elevate your game day experience? Then it's time for turnkey tailgating with Revel XP. You get to tailgate close to Beaver Stadium with our exclusive area next to the soccer field. Revel XP will provide the tent, the chairs, table, even the cooler and ice. We even partner with local food and beverage providers to cater your tailgate event. As someone has enjoyed tailgating with Revel XP, I know you're going to love it. Go to RevelXP.com for more info. Having multiple sportsbook accounts is the simplest way to get the best available odds, and there's never been a better time to sign up. When you visit our page, signupexpert.com/KSN, you'll be connected to all the sportsbooks in your region. All of these sportsbooks have valuable sign-up offers for new users, and through our link, you'll automatically receive the top offer at each one. If you want to take advantage of these benefits, sign up for your next sportsbook at signupexpert.com/KSN or see the preferred sportsbook button on our app. StateCollege.com is your one-stop source for news, sports, opinion, entertainment, and community events. Over a decade of experience covering the Nittany Lions from reporter Ben Jones. Lively commentary from columnist Mike Poorman and others. Local perspective, local expertise, local information from Penn State's hometown website, statecollege.com. Trust statecollege.com for daily coverage of the school, team, and place you love.